All right, you're all set.
Thank you, Mark. Good evening, everybody, on April 24th, Monday. Call the meeting to order at 6:04 for the Derby Cultural Commission, and we'll stand to say the pledge. You can't see us because, we don't have that capacity tonight. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I keep hearing noises in the background. Okay. Do a roll call. For now, it is the chair, Susan Schroeder, here, and Ian Schroeder.
Here.
Okay, awesome. And we will open up our tiny little meeting for the public, if anyone is out there and wishes to speak. This would be the time. I'm getting a terrible audio. I'm not sure we're hooked up.
We're hooked up.
Okay. Okay. See, what was that? Somebody's speaking. Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody's trying to speak, we can't hear you. This is a second request for the public to input. I have not heard anything if anyone's hoping to contribute other than the noise outside. Okay, the third request for the public to input. Okay, see, I don't know if somebody just attempted. Now, you can look on here. Is it showing who else is on here?
Hold on.
Okay, one second. We're just trying to see who might be here. Mary's phone and Roger. Okay. Hi, Roger.
Hi there.
Yeah. I thought you had a meeting, but good. Yay, you're here. And Roger, we're having a terrible reception problem here. And but I'll let you talk since I addressed you first. Our other person dropped off, Mary. Okay. Roger, would you like to input, or are you just here to enjoy?
Well, thank you for inviting me. My first participation in your commission.
This is awesome.
Interested to learn and see what I can do to help.
Thank you, Roger. Who's speaking right now is Roger Solway, who is Derby's economic developer and has been very, very active in the city already, as you might have noticed, with the grants and all the things popping at the Alder meetings. Also, Roger and I have worked together a little bit, and I'm really grateful for his expertise. So Roger, you have the agenda in front of you, right?
I do, thank you.
You're welcome. Any questions, thoughts,
from me?
Excitement?
No, I'm just hoping that you will be celebrating. You probably know I'm from England, so I know Derby pretty well.
Yes, there's a Derby England, and there's a Derby United States, there's a Derby Kansas, and yes, I do know you're from England. Roger is rather, our economic developer, Roger, is very international. He has traveled the world, done business, conducted business, and also personal missionary work too. So any input from Roger and everyone else is very, very welcome, because we're in the midst of revitalization efforts here. And this is just the perfect time to bring old and new people, local and people from the county, the state, and around the world to help elevate our city into revitalization. So Roger, thank you. Okay, with that, was great. And Mary, she's not coming back on. She was on. There's other city business going on right now and other meetings, Zoom meetings. So people have quite a choice to choose from here tonight. And we're grateful for anyone who is going to tune in later to the Cultural Commission regular meeting. So we'll close the public portion out And everybody's welcome to review our agenda, look at the minutes online, and of course, always review the actual meetings themselves as they are all recorded public record through the Derby, Connecticut Alderman Minutes drop-down site. It's fantastic. There's a lot of history to look at for your pleasure. So right now we'll go into old business and the treasurer's report. Ian, did you want to make a report?
Yep. Right, let me just pull it up. Okay, so month of April started with around $74 in the Cultural Commission account. We did receive a $100 donation, and then we spent around we spent $32 for Easter related events on the Derby Green, and we got reimbursed for that amount as well. So
balances. We're waiting.
As of right now, it's $142.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Treasurer. Just a little expansion on our budget. We're at the end of the fiscal year. So we've used up most of our budget. It was a very good full year of events for young and old. We were popping all year. And so currently, we really don't have any major events. And so the budget worked out fairly well. And you'll note the $74. What was that balance you quoted?
It was $142.
$142. There are no actual... The remaining fiscal year 23 event is Derby Daylight. And we're in the process of fundraising, and we've already received great interest by local businesses. So we'll continue fundraising, and that Derby Daylight is going to be fantastic. We'll talk about that. Next is approval of the minutes. We submitted the March 27th minutes. We uploaded those to the for the records with the town clerk. I'm not so sure it was received. In any case, Ian, did you have a chance to review those minutes?
No.
Okay. Well, then what we'll do is, we'll hold off on that, on the approval of the minutes, and we'll approve March and April for the main meeting. But if they're uploaded, and they will be, the public is welcome to look at those minutes. It's always interesting because, you know, with Zoom capability, not only do you have the minutes to look at, but you have the Zoom meeting itself, as this is a Zoom meeting right here, to look and get that same information as you would by reading the minutes. Okay, next would be our event, the Pakistan flag raising. Now that Pakistan flag raising was, I want to say, April 6th. And our guest speaker was Farah Shimona with the Derby Lions Club. And she was just fantastic. There's always so much to learn about culture at these flag raisings. And the flag raising was also live streamed with Derby Public Schools in an arrangement that we made with the social studies and geography class. So we're looking forward to getting feedback on what the students thought, what they gained from that. And also we want to make sure that they can hear when we're at the flag raising events outside, because there's a lot of traffic. It's sometimes difficult to hear ourselves. Next event was the family Easter event on the Derby Green. That was well attended. That was April 7th. And the kids really enjoyed themselves. The adults did. We had the usual Easter egg hunt, and the children ran around, and they got to do face painting. And then we had a chalk event. We had a little Easter parade and photos with a bunny. And that's a traditional downtown event that we hold near and dear to our hearts, because these events downtown are sometimes the only events that youth can attend. Because many don't have transportation. So we look forward to more of that. Next, we had our Earth Day citywide cleanup We coordinated that with the senior center. We had a few helpers. That we cleaned up Water Street and most of Caroline Street. We yielded 6 large trash bags. It looked beautiful. You could see the flowers afterwards. The children come home from school and see the flowers on their streets instead of garbage and trash. Home Depot is largely responsible for funding and sponsoring these events. They promised us another event. They typically provide the trash bags and the grabbers and the gloves. So we will continue with our Earth Day, and we call it Earth Day cleanup and beautification, because afterwards there will be flowers planted that are donated by Home Depot at selected spots throughout Derby. So be looking for flowers in town. Next was our Sterling Opera House Committee meeting. Oh, actually, this wasn't a meeting. We couldn't make the meeting. Those meetings are great. I think they're going to two times a month now, but we attended 2 of the monthly meetings. And I have to say that the Sterling Opera House Committee group is completely dedicated. They're very enthusiastic and energetic, and best of all, organized. So if anyone was ever going to make things happen for the Opera House, I think it would be this group, which I'm pleased to work with. And they had inquired on our Derby Day Light. Catholic War Vets. All right. We are engaged with the Catholic War Vets related to a patriotic essay contest for students. And the deadline is May 13th for any student that's a resident of Derby, which means that you can be a resident of Derby and be going to a magnet school outside of Derby, or you can be homeschooled, you can be at a parochial school, private or public school. So we encourage students to participate, because there's monetary awards as well as a plaque. We will be celebrating the winners of this patriotic essay contest on July 4th on the Derby Green. And that agenda is incredible. And the best part about this effort by the Catholic War Vets is the fact that we're involving so many different city committees in Derby Historical Society, for one, possibly the Elks. There's another military affiliate here in Derby, and I don't have the name at the tip of my tongue, as well as the Cultural Commission. So there'll be more news on that. There'll be advertising. You'll see it. You'll see a YouTube commercial. It'll be fun. So don't forget, anybody listening, to spread the word. And when you look at our Cultural Commission Facebook page, there will be flyers, and please share those flyers. Next, we want to just celebrate the fact that our former police chief, Coda, had a beautiful art exhibit at the Veterans Memorial Building. I think he does woodworking. So that was his theme, woodwork, artistry. And I understand, because we couldn't make it, that it was fabulous. It was, he produces a lot, and it's high quality. So we just want to, praise any artist that comes on board and wants to exhibit their work. It will certainly be appreciated by the Cultural Commission. Artists of Derby, we do our best to promote your work, whether it's on the Derby Green on Derby Day or whether it's in the hallways of City Hall and social media. And we've enjoyed quite a few artists coming the past 2022 on board with us. That would be Lisa Braley, Dr. Lisa Braley, Jillian Bonham, and of course our always dear and beloved Rich DiCarlo. He is with the fantastic art people in Ansonia. That name slips me right now, but you all know who Rich DiCarlo is. Next on the agenda of old business is our Connecticut Murals Alder presentation. That got waylaid because the chair, Matt Conway Jr., was on vacation. So, and there was no Zoom capability at the Alder meeting this past month. But there will be a very powerful presentation by Connecticut Murals, which is also known as Rise Up. And The Cultural Commission supports this. We've been encouraging them for a couple of years now because we're excited to embrace any contemporary art. So far, we don't have too much of that really permanently displayed in town. So there's exciting conversations going on around that. And Connecticut Murals Rise Up is known throughout the state. And right now, you'll see in the news in Hartford, there's it's a 22-story mural going up. But
18 stories.
18 stories. Oh, 18. Yeah, that's pretty high. And it's a variety of topics and themes that we choose. So it could be as simple as, you know, somebody watering a flower, or it could be a hero. And the other side of that is that they engage the youth. So our Derby public school students or private school students, artists, they would have the benefit of a mentor and those, you know, art supplies and resources to work with the mentor on a mural. So it's just engaging the youth, which is just a fantastic opportunity. We look forward to that PowerPoint presentation. And that is definitely scheduled for May. Next, old business, appointment of Tom Lionetti. Well, that got waylaid too. So we just spoke to Tom and he's still excited about joining us. Tom Lionetti is a longtime, I want to say Derby born resident and very well-versed. We need someone like him, enthusiastic and knowledgeable. So we will see him, let's see now. Right, he would be at our next May meeting at the end of the month, because by then he would be appointed by the mayor and approved by the alders, presumably. Okay. So right now we're at 6:20, we're going into new business. All right, this to me, I wanna say to the public, typically I would not be doing all the talking. In the past when we met at the alder chambers, there would be like six of us, five of us, and everybody would be inputting, and there would be, you know, fun jousting of each other. There would be ribbing. There would also be, you know, minor disagreements. No, I want it on that date. No, I think we should spend this money on that. But it was always fun and interesting, and looking forward to having more of that. Tom come on board. More people come on board because I can't talk that long. I'm talking too much. Okay, new business. Cinco de Mayo flag raising, May 5th, City Hall at noon. Last year, it was fabulous. We had a nice group. They were so appreciative. You know, the media came and did a story. It was just a really happy, warm memory. I think we sang some songs of Mexico, and everybody, of course, dressed up in the native attire. So it's a small ceremony. It'll be 15 minutes, and we will be live streaming it to Derby Public Schools. Hopefully that's going to be arranged this week. Next, we are involved with a wonderful memorial walk. We have a resident artist who recently passed away, Charles Durishan. A lot of people knew him through Nextdoor app. And Charles' focus was the Derby Greenway and all the wildlife, birds and turtles and even the waterways. He was an exquisite photographer. His work is extraordinary. He's a huge following. And the plan is for the memorial walk of June 4th, 10 to noon. Right now, you can go on Nextdoor app, and I'll have a flyer out soon, to purchase a t-shirt. You will be able to upload one of Charles's wildlife pictures on your t-shirt at a very nominal cost. Sharon Maxwell, my friend, is in charge of that. And you can message us on the Facebook, on Cultural Commission Facebook, if you have any questions. But the plan is to have... We have a huge group walking and all wearing t-shirts of all these different wildlife birds that Charles photographed. So that should be fabulous. Anyway, If you like wildlife and nature and you knew Charles, you know, you might want to think about this walk on June 4th.
Isn't this is Roger, can I ask a question?
Yes. Oh no, wait, if you could see us, can you see
can
me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can, fine, yes.
Next week we are applying for a state grant for renovating the bridge on the Greenway and also for putting in solar lighting on the Greenway. So we're looking for any material that has sort of any relevance to the value of the Greenway to the community. So if you could send me for your convenience, how I might access some of Charles's photography from the Greenway, it would be great.
Absolutely, Roger. We'd be very happy to do that. It'd be
Thank
our pleasure.
You.
Sure. And actually, Jack Walsh might be another resource for you because he is...
Jack has been great. He's sent me a little...
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, he's the man. Okay, awesome. I put it in my notes, Roger. Okay.
Thank you.
You see, you're welcome. This is how wonderful it is to be able to work with all the different departments at the city. They really roll out the red carpet for us. And that way we can offer so much more to the people on a very low budget, I might add. We work out of a $10,000 budget and we do an awful lot with that money. I think the money goes a long way considering when you look at our calendar of events and you look at our budget, it seems impossible to think that we could get all that done on the budget that we have, but we do. And that's because we get all the help and support from the community and the city. Okay, next. Okay, the Derby Day Light. Now, people are confused about Derby Day and Derby Day Light. Derby Day is a traditional celebration with the vendors, the crafts, the music, and the children's games on the Derby Green, which is always the end of June. And we had to make a tough decision this year to move Derby Day to September. One, because we needed the cooler weather. The vendors were complaining that products were melting. Two, the people were wilting. You know, we had everything set up, all the vendors and food trucks and the climbing rock and the police dunk tank and children's games. But by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you could hardly walk. It was like walking in a soup with the humidity and the temperature, high temperatures. And the other thing is too, that we have a tough time recruiting vendors because of the competition with the Ansonia Renaissance Fair that runs 3 weekends in a row, starting when we have our Derby Day weekend. So it's hard to get all the vendors that we could be getting now. So with all of that, we said, okay, let's look outside of the hot summer months. But so it's Derby Day scheduled for September 9th from 12 to 6 p.m. Get a little bit of the night atmosphere too. So as a consolation, we're having Derby Day Light, which is, it's all on the calendar. It's all uploaded to Facebook, social media. There'll be flyers out. Derby Day Light is June 10th. Basically from 2 to 5 p.m. And what that is a splash slides for the kids with music and with some kind of refreshments. So we'll still have something on the green. This is more geared towards the youth. And that's the explanation for Derby Day and Derby Day Light. I expect there's going to be a lot of questions. We're here to answer any and all questions and concerns about that. But we had to really make the changes, and it wasn't an easy decision either, because we know that people like their traditions, and so do we. But again, that's why it's good to have a bigger cultural commission too, or have the input, because if you don't hear the you don't get the feedback, you don't hear the input, there's less ideas rolling around, so you're limited in your scope of duties. All right. Next is something that is exciting everybody too, is the 350th birthday celebration of Derby, which would be May 13th, 2025. And just to refresh everyone's memories, we have researched this and looked at the 300th birthday as well as the 325th birthday celebration. And those events were vast. They were held an entire week. And at that time, we were a strong manufacturing center. So we had all the support of all the big, you know, manufacturers in Derby and elsewhere, and the banks and wealthy citizens. So we don't have that here now in 2023, nor did we really have it at the 325th. However, we do have people stepping up, and we're excited to have, we're forming a planning committee. People have been asking. We have Al Kniper of the East End. No, now I don't have the name right, but I want to say it's the East End Hose Company. He is with fire company there, and he has offered to bring a parade. He's affiliated with the state parade groups, so he's very knowledgeable about that and any and all resources that they have. I know, and also too, it's their 75th anniversary, so it's extra special to them, as well as Derby's 350th. The Elks had approached us briefly through the Lions Club, because I'm with the Lions Club, and they are celebrating their 75th anniversary. So we've got a small committee right now, and we hope to be meeting in June and have quarterly meetings leading all the way up to 2025. Right now, if we start, we have a lot of time to do this, to do this right. And also, Randy Ritter, I believe, is also affiliated in the backdrop. Randy is our resident and scout leader, and I think he applied for signage funds for 350th. So we don't want to leave Randy out. He's important too. Again, all that information will be flowing from social media, flyers, and websites, or what have you. Roger, anything to add on that? He can't hear me, I don't think. Can you hear me?
You're on.
Gosh, I hope he heard it all.
I just unmuted myself. I'd be happy to be a part of that committee if you want.
Oh, want and need. This would be fabulous. All right, this would be great. So just give me a June date that's good for you, you know, off in the future. And I think Al's schedule with the fire department, I don't know what shifts he works, when he's on call. I want to say that he's usually available after 5. He was with me. I can put you in touch with him.
Just let me know what works. That's fine. I'll find a way.
But we'll be meeting at City Hall. So you want me to throw out some dates at you with Al? And then you...
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And Franny's coming on board too.
Hmm.
So now if we can just get some alders involved, our wonderful alders, many of them have been, you know, lifetime residents here and a wealth of information, super pleasant to work with. And I'm going to make a special appeal, I think, at the next alder meeting that they might think about partaking in our small committee. I know the former mayor had also approached me to... She didn't want to head it up, but she certainly wanted to be involved on some level, which excited me. Okay. Next is a press release. We're going to be sending out a second press release to recruit volunteers for both Derby Day and the 350th team. So be looking for those again. Hopefully they won't be such long press releases that get boring to read. Second to last, we've had several entities approach us recently, and I can't keep up with them actually, which is another reason why we would love to have more people involved, especially people that are musically inclined. Because at some point, you know, especially with the Sterling Opera House, once they get going, why not have a Valley Orchestra or something to that level? But Bridgeport Symphony Orchestra has reached out to us, and I will be getting back to them. I'm not sure what they might have in mind, but we have had symphony orchestras, I believe, at our summer concerts, you know, and if that's what they're thinking, we would love to have them. So Bridgeport Symphony Orchestra, if you tune in to this at some point, because you're always on our Facebook page, thank you. We will be reaching out to you. That also goes for, there's a Waterbury Cultural Commission has also reached out to us. And we're thankful for that. And we will be getting in touch. They're super active. They are very involved and about all sorts of things going on. They could really, really serve as mentors to us, I think. So we will be updating you on that. And last is our fundraising efforts. We really excited to be doing the fundraising. We've never really had to do it before, and it's a little uncomfortable, I think, for some people, but I have to say, going out to the community and soliciting for our regular events, just simple things like coffee, water, gift certificates and prizes, this community has been just awesome. They always give, and they give more than they have to. So we are going to approach all businesses and possibly some nonprofits, but also, corporations or small businesses in town. We have this beautiful letter that we developed. It's a fundraising letter. And I'll just read a brief synopsis of it. Dear Derby residents, business owners and nonprofits, as we enter our 23rd year of cultural events, Mark, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know Ian was a baby when we started going to the concerts here. I am reaching out to you on behalf of the Derby Cultural Commission to request your financial support. The end goal is to attract people to an era of festivity and synergy to match the new downtown redevelopment, like the train station remodeling, fishing pier, bike paths, kayak bike rentals, Sterling Opera House revival, Route 34 revitalization, and all the other projects by economic development. Our mission is to promote tourism and engage the community all year via art, photography, history, architecture, music, fashion, poetry, cinema, and antiques. We embrace diversity with members, volunteers of all ages, race, ethnicity. So, in the end, we're saying, and we give a little resume of our year-long calendar and events. The end is a quality of life is accomplished through a vibrant downtown culture and tourism. We already have the restaurants, breweries, and parks. Please refer to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter page for events and updates and the alder meetings. I'm happy to meet with you. And check out our annual calendar, and donations may be directed to the Derby Cultural Commission Office of the Mayor via check, PayPal, or Venmo. Thank you for your investment. So that letter will be hand carried to many of the local businesses, along with some other informational pieces that we want to communicate with local business. So we'll be accomplishing killing a couple birds with whatever that saying is, with the stones. But anyway, I think that's a nice way to wrap up our regular meeting with that positive note. And so with that, we will conclude. And do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay, Ian, first, I second that motion to adjourn. It's 6:40. Thank you, everybody, for participating and hearing and contributing and supporting us. And that's a lot of people. And Roger, this is fantastic. You're doing a great job, and we see you. Yes.
Could you send me that fundraising letter?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd be happy to. I hate to send you too much, but you ask, you shall receive. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, take care now.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Mark. Bye. Whoever he is. Thanks, Mark. Oh, have a good meeting, Roger.
Video's not on.
Oh.
Take care now. Bye.
You guys good to go?